Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
As per usual on a Thursday morning, Wendy Nola joins us for Consumer Watch. Hello, Wendy lady.
Morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren. Hello, Kiri.
Hello. Hey. Sky, you're just going to go.
Where's the Sky guy?
Wendy. Sorry, Aunt Wendy. Sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry. Just sporting around.
Hello, Sky.
So, Wendy Nola.
As you do.
It's been around for ages, and we as consumers are so used to it. For example, you don't just buy the burger.
No.
It makes more financial sense to buy the package deal with chips and a Coke. Or if you sign up for a 2-year gym contract, it's cheaper than per month, but you pay a lump sum up front. But are some of them scams?
I wouldn't say exactly scams, but undoubtedly
traps.
Some are, some aren't. But I get a lot of emails, Darren, where people have paid up front for some kind of beauty aesthetic treatment at a spa or a laser treatment, a package of laser treatments or along those lines, right? So you put yourself in a very weak position as a consumer if you pay everything up front, especially if it's a service you haven't had before, and certainly not from that service provider, because if things go wrong or there's no result, you're unhappy after one or two. Now you there's no bargaining power. They've got all your money. Mm. And I, as I say, I get a lot of these complaints. I had, let's look at Tina's case. She emailed me this week. Hi, Wendy. I'm looking for some advice pertaining to a laser treatment I had done to remove stretch marks from an Amschlanger company. I paid the amount up front because I was told they were running a special, okay? And I would get 6 sessions. Beware the special. So as you said about gyms, they say, rather sign up for 2 years because it's cheaper per month than if you sign up for 1 year, you pay more per month. But they don't factor in the fact that you're now locked in for 2 years. Plus, if you're doing it on your budget credit card, the interest payments are going to cancel out any savings. So beware the pay up front for the good deal. Anyway, Tina says after every session, she told the woman doing the treatment, I wasn't seeing results. They kept saying I was going to see results. That started in December. She went every 3 weeks. Essentially now, 5 sessions later, she's not seen any results. She says, look, I'm really not going to come for my last session. What's the point? So I wrote to her and I said, please, and this was 4,000 Rand, hey, Darren?
Sheesh.
I wrote to her and I said, please tell me, because now they're saying, oh, it's just your skin. Okay, very easily said. Please tell me you have before pictures to show what, that because there's also a little scar that they said they'd take care of. No, she didn't. So here's the advice. How could anyone fight that? It's a subjective thing.
Yeah.
They could say, well, this is a lot better, and you've got no way of proving that that's absolute nonsense. So if you're going to do anything like that, get into the habit of documenting your engagements with service providers so that you've created your own proof. You can then have a good chance of fighting for justice because you have evidence. So, yeah, number one, beware the package deal special, pay up front.
Yeah.
Number two, protect yourself by taking photos. Document.
I feel you've told us that with most consumer things is documentation, email, photo.
Yes.
Keep documentation for everything, basically. In this day and age, I think it's the best advice for everything, right?
Right, but people don't think to do it, Darren. I mean, I get emails. I got a terrible, arrived at this holiday destination. It was nothing like the websites. We left after the first night and they won't refund us. Have you got pictures of how it actually was so I can compare to the website?
Yeah.
No, I was so upset. I didn't think to. So it seems obvious, but people just don't do it. I just wish I could get people into that automatic. I suppose as journalists, it comes easy because we spend our lives documenting, but just try and flip that switch and get into the habit of creating evidence for yourself.
And I think as South Africans, we fall in the trap because we're so nice. We're too nice. People come along and say, oh, you want this, but you can get, if you get two, and we go, oh, tell me more. We should use no. Just use no more often. No. Don't add any other words after. Just go, no.
No, it's too nice, and it's also too gullible when it comes to special offers. Oh, I'm getting a deal. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you really, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Wendy.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Wendy lady.
Yes, Darren.
Wendy Nola joins us for Consumer Watch. In part one, Wendy spoke about package deals or sign up for a longer contract with a discount. It might not be all it's shaped up to be, and always keep the receipts. And remember, you can find all consumer-related issues on Consumer Watch podcast on ecr.co.za. On the right-hand side of your page there, you'll just see podcasts. Right, now in part two, I don't know how many times we're doing this. I have a serious case of deja vu. I don't know what the name of it is. Is it called the on-road tax? What is that and why are we still paying for it?
Okay, so it's often called something else. It's delivery fee, dealership fee, whatever. What it is instead of it's the extra costs, right, of the dealership. It's preparing the car, it's cleaning the car, it's doing all those 101 checks or whatever. It's all sorts of things. It's the commission probably that the salesman gets. It's basically a bit of a thumbsuck. It's stuck onto your offer to purchase agreement. In my view, instead of being added into the purchase price, so you think you're paying 220,000 rand for a car, but actually there's this 6,000 or 7,000 rand extra. That's just snuck onto the offer to purchase. And if buyers don't say what is that for, break it down. There's just not any discussion around it. And if you query it afterwards, I say, but you signed the agreement, and all people are looking at is what they're going to pay every month to the bank, and they're not looking properly at the agreement, which drives them crazy because there's so many extras stuck in there. And this is an extra that's been highly controversial. So you would remember 2 years ago I was going happy dance, because the National Credit Regulator, which has been saying all along the National Credit Act doesn't allow anything other than a tank of petrol, the actual costs of getting the license and registration fees done, and the service, so all these extras, like the cleaning, the valuing, the checking, the putting the antifreeze in the engine, all of that, that is not allowed for in the act on a finance deal. They can do what they want with cash, right? So 2 years ago, there was a test case. The regulators took the case to the Consumer Tribunal. Consumer Tribunal, which has their rulings have the same effect as that of a court of law. They said, right, the regulator's correct. You can't do it. VW stopped straight away. And this was the exciting part. They ordered VW's financial services, the financing side of the deal, to refund all those other people that they charged those on the road fee. And people were like doing their sums and saying, when am I getting my refund? When am I getting my refund? Well, immediately and predictably, VW Financial Services appealed. So that means that the ruling is now put on hold. It's not in any force or effect. And what happened was VW Financial Services and BMW Financial Services, which didn't go to the tribunal, but there was a compliance notice issued against them for the same thing. And the whole industry does it. This is not specific. These were just two test cases, right? So we've been waiting for 2 years to see what's happening to the appeal. And eventually, I think I might have said that it was set down for last week, and it went, and I suddenly thought, oh goodness, what happened?
Yeah.
So I followed up, and Basically, I was told by the National Credit Regulator this week, the appeal is ongoing, and BMW Financial Services has applied to the High Court to intervene in the appeal. I was trying to find out what does intervene mean, and please can I have the paper so I can have a look?
Yeah.
Because the thing was, the merits of the appeal will be heard in the future. So it's just like this, the High Court has reserved its judgment. It's just this kind of like, oh, okay, we're on pause for how long, we don't know. So I try to get more information, but the regulator is being annoyingly tight-lipped about this. They wouldn't give me the papers, go to the High Court, I was told. I went to BMW Financial Services to try and find out what does intervene mean and why and what, no, and can I have the papers? No, they can't do that either. So I approached the court and I'm still waiting. It's been a battle. Journalists shouldn't have to work this hard to get court documents that are technically in the public domain.
No.
But anyway, the point of it is we now wait, And the whole industry will now carry on charging this fee. They defend it in all sorts of creative ways. But the point is, where else do you go? What other industry does this? You have a selling price, but then you've got another few thousand that we just sort of tack on because we, it's less transparent than building it into, you know, you think you get paying a certain price, but actually the on-road fee makes it a lot higher, along with a lot of other extras. So the point is, I'm saying, don't look for any kind of outcome on this anytime soon. And also, it's not negotiated. And any other extras, get your offer to purchase and go through it line by line.
Okay.
If they've put on 5,000 rand for on the road fee or dealership fee, whatever they call it, ask for a breakdown and then negotiate.
Okay. Until it is actually legislated, buying a new car, go through everything with a fine tooth comb. The onus is on you. You're not going to be protected by the law at this stage. Go through with a fine tooth comb and decide, why am I paying for this? I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to pay for this. It's on you.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.